So Selma James and Mario Rosa de la Costa, they met in 1970, soon after they began, speaking across, from Selma in London and Mario Rosa in Padua. By 1972, they had, basically got together and decided to launch a global movement around this issue of unpaid work. It will become known as the Wages for Housework campaign. So they started with groups, in the UK and Italy. So here we have an image of the London Wages for Housework campaign, and they had a women's center that they basically, took over as a squat in Camden Town in London in the mid-1970s. And they set up this center where women from the community could, you could see what they would see as they walked by, right? This kind of words in their window, wages for housework for all women from the state, making very clear what their demand was. And they welcomed in women of all different kinds, into the center to talk about the way that unpaid work featured into their lives. The people who started coming first were people who were, immigrant women who were fighting for their benefits from the state at a time when there was, such a great kind of anti-immigrant sentiment all around. Sex workers came in to think about how their work fit into an economy that didn't recognize it as work. They had welfare mothers fighting for their benefits. Lesbian women fighting for custody of their children against a state that was quite homophobic. So really trying to get different women from different kinds of constituencies together into this women's center to talk about what housework meant in their lives and what it would mean to mobilize across these different kinds of categories to really make a demand of the state and really change how society works. Meanwhile, in Italy, Maria Rosa della Costa, she's pictured there in the middle with the megaphone, she was launching a campaign in Padua, and soon wages for housework branches were springing up all over the country. And it really took off in Italy. In part, I think, because Italy, in contrast with much of Western Europe, into the 1970s, women were not actually leaving the home for paid work in as great numbers as they were in parts of Northern Europe. So there's a real kind of, I think, understanding that made a lot of sense to people, that actually the work that's done in the home is vital work and it's part of the economy, not separate from it. So you had branches of the Wages for Housework campaign in Padua, in Venice, in Naples, Milan, Rome, Florence. There even were a branch that formed in a small town in Sicily. They really came out in big numbers at protests and were really kind of a big presence in the Italian feminist movement. They had a lot of fun with their protests. They had puppet shows and theater. They made artwork. They published zines. And here we have in this image a picture of a concert where you have members of the campaign getting together, composing and performing songs that they wrote, about their demand for wages for housework.